Since his election as Indiana's Secretary of State in 1986, Evan Bayh has won all five elections where he's appeared on the ballot and has only been out of office for 2 years after being term limited as the Hoosier State's governor.
For a long time, among Democrats in Indiana, Evan Bayh was certainly the bright, shining light.
Brian Vargas has been a political analyst in Indianapolis for nearly 40 years.
He was the savior. He was going to lead us back from this precipice of becoming an irrelevant party in what would seem to be an overwhelmingly Republican state to many people.
And now the former golden boy of Indiana politics, son of longtime senator and Equal Rights Amendment author Birch Bayh, is the subject of ridicule in parody songs like this one on YouTube.
Long, long time ago, I can still remember how those dents used to make me smile. And I thought Indiana's favorite son was tough enough to get it done. And maybe he could stand firm for a while. But February made me shiver. The news on every blog plus Twitter. Bad news on my laptop. We've lost a key Dem backstop.
And in classrooms at Indiana University, graduate students are busy studying a race many had conceded to Bayh just a few weeks ago. Now, says Mitchell Crum, a Republican from Granville, Ohio, the electoral map looks much friendlier in Indiana.
As far as the results, it's basically, it probably will result in another Republican senator, so that should be a pretty significant swing. So as a Republican, it's actually pretty good news.
But don't tell that to Indiana Democratic Party Chairman Dan Parker, a former Bayh chief of staff.
I think that the Bayh brand of being a centrist, a Democrat, socially progressive, but also fiscally conservative, fiscally responsible, is, I think, something that has sold for quite a long time here in Indiana. And I think given all of the challenges that we face, both as a state and a country, I think that that kind of brand can sell in the future.
And the most prominent candidate for the Democratic nomination, Evansville Congressman Brad Ellsworth, fits that mold, which Brian Vargas says could be a bad thing.
He voted against the stimulus package. He's right to life. This could tick off a lot of the liberal wing of the Democratic Party, and they may not be enthused in working for him.
The 32 members of the state's Democratic Central Committee will meet sometime after the state's May 4th primary to choose a nominee, and state law forbids Parker from commenting on a specific candidate before then. But whoever the Democrats eventually nominate will not have the same statewide name recognition as Bayh, meaning there will be ramifications for the rest of the state ticket, Vargas says.
Obviously, Evan Bayh's defection to wherever he thinks he's defecting creates a number of chancy seats to hold for the Democrats, a lot of them. Whatever they do is a gamble, and they have to carefully calculate it, and they're going to have to work a lot harder to hold on to seats than they thought they were going to.
But Nate Burkhead, a political science student from Colorado Springs, says an historical view of the election could diminish even further Bayh's role in state politics and blunt any deleterious effect on his party.
Just sort of the dynamic nature of partisanship and ideology doesn't allow us to make these sort of absolute statements about the continuation of Indiana as a predominantly Republican state.
So this election might mean nothing.
Absolutely.
Five Republicans, including former Congressman John Hostetler and the man Bayh replaced, former Senator Dan Coats, have declared for the GOP Senate primary. Ellsworth, Hammond Mayor Thomas McDermott, and Gary School Board member Darren Washington will attempt to curry favor with Democratic insiders to be appointed their party's nominee. If a Democrat wins the election, says Indianapolis native and IU Poli Sci student Jacob Bauer Burr, you can bet, he says, he'll look familiar.
Whoever's going to replace Bayh is going to be by light.
For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.